Accession number 9857, Reel 4.
Mr. Mapplebeck, Reel 4. You said the parcels were unpacked.
Yeah, and if it was a parcel for me from Army and Navy stores, that was obvious escape material, so it would be pushed under a sack out of the way, and then at lunchtime I would go in with my own key to the parcel room and remove my own goods, you see. That would be then be distributed among the among those who were on my escape list. I used to organise the escapes so that there were not two attempts moving at the same time. We would get one clear out of the way, and then when the Germans settled down, we would start the next, you see. Unfortunately, I was doing 3 months solitary for some little charge when a parcel for me from Army and Navy stores with 6 civilian hats arrived. The German warrant officer sent for me and said, open this parcel, please. I couldn't refuse. It was open there with the hats. I said, oh, at last we were going to have something to shade our eyes. We had 2 tennis courts there and so on, you see. And he said, oh, no, this is escape material. Now, I had 2 parties waiting for these hats to go start off. So he closed the case, the carton, and I went in at lunchtime, removed the hats, and put make weight in the carton. I thought, this is grand. Now, if there is any trouble on this score, I mustn't know where the hats are, because I must be able to swear that I have no idea what's happened to them. I put them under my pillow, sent a message round, and the hats were duly distributed to where they were required. You see, my arrangement was all this escape material I would import, and as it was delivered, the officer who wanted it would pay for it. And it didn't cost me anything. I lost a little money, but that wasn't important. We had one case, Medlicott, who was murdered by the Germans afterwards on the 12th attempt to escape. He went out, dressed up, made up in the evening as the commandant. We organized that. We were making a tunnel under the... It was a big hotel, and ran a cinema projector, hand-driven, and as the words came up, I would translate for people to understand it. Henry Porten was the great German actress at the time. But to make a tunnel underneath the stage, we had to have a noise going. So we started a military band. Had to order all the instruments, and they made me play the tuba, which was fun. Of course, I couldn't read a note, but it didn't matter. They would mark the number on the note, and I would squeeze the appropriate sort of name and blow accordingly. It was fun. It's just a bit of life in a German prison camp.
How did they murder Medlicott?
He was, on the 12th occasion that he was out of camp, it was near Holzminden, and he'd crossed with, I've forgotten the other fellow's name, he'd crossed the Dutch frontier, entered Holland, and going deeper, there was a bend in the frontier. He'd come back again into Germany. They captured him there, and they made him, the two of them were ordered to into a cutting, a railway cutting, and told to run, and they were shot down.
How did you discover this?
It it was towards the end of the war that the German other ranks, you see, there was the revolution going on, told our people in Holzminden.
You said that in Douai they were ill-treating the prisoners.
Eh?
In Douai, in France, they were ill-treating the prisoners, maltreating the prisoners, you said. In what way were they maltreating them?
Well, they were beating them because, of course, the German guards went off duty when the job was finished and they wanted to finish it quicker. Now, at the end of the war, I was in Schweidnitz. I was sent down in disgrace to Silesia. And there I forged German identity cards. And I was actually in solitary confinement pending court-martial, you see, when the end of the war came. I had to organize 600 officers and 120 other ranks by rail to Danzig, by telephoning the War Office, where there was a small mission, Danish and British mission. And then they said, we want volunteers to stay on to repatriate other ranks. Have you got anybody who speaks German? I couldn't very well say I don't speak German, so I was number one. I was also the senior one of the party. I got 10 of them together. We went up to Berlin, and from Berlin I went to Hamburg again and occupied Hamburg. But before I left, I had to clear up a prison camp, other ranks, in outside in Mecklenburg, and I had to get a hospital train from Cologne to collect the remains of 200 men. Only 98 were still living because they had been made to work in salt mines, and the guards went off as soon as so many wagonettes were loaded with salt. So they used to knock the prisoners around, and 50% of them were dead before I got there. I'd never forget that.
Were these British prisoners or what?
Huh?
Were these British?
Oh, yes, British. There had been 200, and by the time I got there, I think there were 94. That was the end of my career in Germany. I went down with a hospital train to Cologne, and you know, in those days, there were very few British officers who could speak German. They tried to persuade me to stay on to help, and I said, no, I think I've done my share. Let me go home. So I came back to England, and 10 days later, I left the British Economic Mission to Yugoslavia.